Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. The New South Wales Premier has ordered a review into the circumstances surrounding the death of young mum Molly Ticehurst in the state's Central West. The inquiry is expected to examine why the 28-year-old's ex-boyfriend, who is accused of her murder, was released on bail just 2 weeks after facing court on charges of sexual assault and stalking. Chris Minns says the justice system must protect the community.
She's done everything right, and that family has lost their daughter. And the circumstances are horrifying. I can assure you the New South Wales government is seeking all available information. The Attorney General is leading that inquiry.
Football Australia has imposed a no-fault suspension on Central Coast Mariners forward Angel Torres. It comes after he was charged with rape, assault and intimidation offences. Independent Senator Jackie Lambie has terminated her X account and wants other MPs to follow suit. The social media platform is being criticised after refusing to take down a graphic video showing a Sydney bishop being stabbed. Ex-owner Elon Musk says the federal court orders amount to censorship, but Senator Lambie says Musk isn't above the law.
If that bloke had half a social conscience or even 10% of one, that stuff would be pulled down. He hasn't pulled that down. And not only is he a social media knob, he's also a social media liar. So let's call him out for it. I'm sick of it. I hate bullies. Billionaire bullies. I can't stand them.
We're being asked to give blood ahead of Anzac Day to bolster supplies, with many regular donors expected to take a four-day weekend. Emily Granlund from Australian Red Cross Lifeblood says blood and blood products are needed every 18 seconds in Australia, and donor centres will be open tomorrow.
Well, there is a risk that blood stocks will be stretched after the Anzac Day weekend unless more people do book a donation now. So we do need 1,200 a day in the next week across Australia, and people can book an appointment by calling 13 14 95.
Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, even in retirement, Sharks hard man Dale Finucane's shown selflessness. The Cronulla forward's been forced into an early retirement from the NRL due to concussion. Finucane says he knew his fate last week but didn't want to steal the limelight from teammates.
Given that we played on Sunday, it was hard to let the boys know at the back end of the week. We had a number of milestones, Braden's 100th game and Sammy Stone Street's debut, so I didn't think that the timing was right to make an announcement around that, given the excitement of the week.
And in AFL, Giants star Jesse Hogan has been cleared to play against Brisbane tomorrow at the AFL Tribunal, but teammate Toby Green has lost his bid to get out of a one-match ban for rough conduct. In entertainment news, a lost album that Johnny Cash recorded in 1993 has been unearthed and will be released in June. 11 songs, which the country star recorded as demos but never completed, will feature on the album entitled Songwriter. And one Spice Girl has touched down in Adelaide just a few days after Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday. Sporty Spice, or Melanie C, will perform a DJ set at Hindley Street Music Hall tonight ahead of an Australian tour. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.